Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Now to Seattle native Brandi Carlile, who broke through with this hit song, The Story, in 2007.
All of these lines across my face tell you the story of who I am.
On her latest album, The Fire Watcher's Daughter, she rocks out.
I've come to saturate the market, to perpetuate the hip kid.
Mainstream Kid off The Fire Watcher's Daughter, which topped the rock album chart in March. Fresh Air critic Ken Tucker called it Brandi Carlile's best yet. Then last night, she went country with a coveted spot on one of the last David Letterman shows, performing with the Avett Brothers the Carter Family classic, Keep on the Sunny Side.
There's a dark and a troubled side of life. There's a bright and a sunny side, too.
And Brandi Carlile joins us to talk about, well, what genre she is and the new Firewatcher's Daughter. Brandi, welcome.
Hi, it's nice to be here. Thank you.
And what would you call it? Because we, of course, went to Wikipedia, the source for everything, and they call you alt-country folk rock. But one of our favorite reviewers, Ann Powers, says this new CD is as rock and roll as a singer-songwriter's efforts can get. So what do you say?
That's a lot of words that Wikipedia has there. it was like when I was making the story with T-Bone Burnett, I think in 2005, something like that, he told me that whenever anybody asks me what genre my music fits into, I should say rock and roll. And I didn't know if I really understood that concept at the time, but I understand it a lot more now, and so that's the badge I hang on myself.
What does that mean to you? Just say it's rock and roll.
Well, at the time, I thought that he meant everything's rock. Mm. And it's taken me years to realize that rock and roll is more of like a risk and like the absence of affectation than it is a genre. And so that's kind of the compartment I want to be in, if there is such a thing.
Yeah, like Buddy Holly and his twang.
Yeah.
They're rock and roll. And we hear the twang in you. Where did that come from? Because you're from Seattle.
Yeah, I know. I'm a northern country girl. I was totally immersed in Grand Ole Opry culture growing up as a kid, listening to classic country and western music. Little Jimmy Dickens and Minnie Pearl were like the king and queen of the mothership to me. In my sort of early teens, I happened upon Elton John. Through Elton John, as the gateway drug, I learned about Queen and U2 and the Beatles, and started to try to understand like the Britpop invasion.
Yeah.
And so I found that there was a place for both of those loves, like in the world that I wanted to be in as a musician.
Well, we want to hear what that has wrought, you know, on the new CD. But before that, I understand you started singing country songs when you were 8. Including Johnny Cash's Tennessee Flat Top Box.
Yeah, that was my first song.
Can you give us a little of that?
In a little cabaret in a South Texas border town sat a boy and his guitar, and the people came from all around, and all the girls from here to Boston were snapping fingers, tapping toes, and begging him don't stop.
Yeah. So there's a lot of rock, a lot of whatever that is, alt-country, and also what, again, Ann Powers, great reviewer, calls sort of a quiet breath in the midst of your new album's glorious storm. Let's listen to a little of The Eye.
I wrapped your love around me like a chain, but I never was afraid that it would die. You can dance in a hurricane, but only if you're standing in the eye.
And Brandi, this is where we really hear you and longtime collaborators, the twin brothers, Tim and Phil Hansroth.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, it's as if you're the triplet. explain that sound that you have.
When I met the twins, we sort of bonded and fell in love based on our mutual love of three-part harmony and how uncool it was in Seattle at the time to love three-part harmony. And we sort of felt like these secret defector-type people, mm-hmm. kind of sitting in my living room singing Beach Boys and Beatles mm-hmm. refrains and stuff. And so that was the first thing that I ever really loved about playing music with those guys. And I feel like we finally realized it on this record.
Mm, yeah. Well, you mentioned the Beatles. There's a cut on the CD that I think is so reminiscent of sort of the Beatles alt-country sound. Do you know the one I mean, Brandy?
I think you probably mean Alibi.
I've done some bad, bad things, the kind you don't bring up at confession. Somewhere in my life, whoa, I took the wrong direction. I swear on my soul I didn't want to hurt no one, but I got no way to justify the things I've done.
What's the song I'm thinking of? The Beatles song? I've just seen a face, I can't forget the time or place. In there, it's a little, there's a little there.
Absolutely. We cover that song, too. That's the twins, man. It's like they're doing Love Me Do, and I've just seen a face, and I'm doing early Bonnie Raitt in that song, and it's just a miracle that it doesn't clash.
How much, for all of you, have recent life changes, you know, impacted this CD? You're now a parent, married. I think mm-hmm. they are parents, too. Mm-hmm. Where are we hearing that?
Everywhere. I mean, it's just absolutely molecular at this point. You know, it becomes who you are. And then once you have that sort of established, there's more freedom creatively than I ever thought there would be. I was, in fact, really quite worried about my happiness and contentment. I was afraid that it would mean that I wouldn't be able to derive any substance or pain to make great music or great art. And I was talking with Tim Hanseroth. He's been married for a little longer than me. And we were sitting around talking about it, and he says, you know, you can do everything better when you're happy in life. He says you can even write sad songs better. And I was like, that is really true, because you're able to sort of transcend your own experience.
Hmm. Well, family's recurrent theme. Let's listen to Wilder.
You came into this world with eyes as clear as water. You didn't look a thing like your grandmother's daughter. With a heart so heavy and beating like a drum, yeah, neither did you look like your grandfather's son. Jane, and when everything else changes, our love will stay the same.
Oh yeah, that song, every verse gets me in a different way. The last one that says, death ain't a long twisted branch of sickness, just like the spark gives birth to a flame, we'll be bound by our love and in the family name. Mm. That gets me every time, because I don't know what our family name is, this cult that I live in with the twins and their wives and our kids, but there's just something really, really permanent about that for me.
Well, we want to hear one last song. This is Beginning to Feel the Years. Now, USA Today says this song builds with Roy Orbison's sense of drama. And again, Ann Powers also mentions your Roy Orbison-style heartthrob thing. Let's listen.
You carry me along with you. Keep my spirit strong, you do. Maybe I was meant to be. Undo your lock and key.
I'm always feeling Roy Orbison when I sing. He's been such a huge influence on my voice, particularly in sort of a trembled descent from a note to another note, without the traditional slide down or just the kind of abrupt change. He sort of trembled down.
Well, I'm realizing, too, that we're also hearing Seattle in you, even though you have the twang now, but we're hearing...
Oh, it's there.
Yeah. Well, where do you think we're hearing Seattle?
When I think about Seattle, I think about taking sandpaper to the edges of perfection, and I think that it's the flannel shirt to the glam hair of recorded music.
That's Seattle-based singer-songwriter Brandy Carlile. Her latest album is The Fire Watcher's Daughter. Brandy, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much. This has been my pleasure. I've loved talking to you.
It's Here and Now.
There are things I said before.